The small country of Nepal stretches from Mount Everest in the north to its border with India in the south. Its music reflects its geography, from Himalayan folk tunes to Indian ragas. Now Nepalese musicians are fusing the traditional with jazz and rock. Reese Ehrlich visited Kathmandu and sent back this report.
Kathmandu is a city of around 900,000 people, the bustling economic and sometimes chaotic political center of Nepal. Just outside of town, down a quiet side street, sits a four-story building housing nonprofits, a recording studio, and a music school. Roshan Sharma sits cross-legged on the floor of a practice room holding a guitar-like instrument. It's called a chaturangi and has 22 strings.
You can make it sound like... sometimes like a guitar and like a sitar.
The chaturangi is a modified version of the Hawaiian slide guitar that was brought to India decades ago. Local musicians added drone and sympathetic strings that can make it sound like a sitar. As Sharma picks with his right hand, his left hand slides a metal bar across the strings on the guitar neck, much like Hawaiian players or mainland American blues musicians. Sharma is experimenting with fusing elements of blues and jazz with North Indian music popular in Nepal. He's been particularly influenced by British jazz guitarist John McLaughlin, who studied Indian music for many years.
I really like jazz very much, and I've been playing the guitar for like 20 years and listening to a lot of John McLaughlin stuff. And I see the possibilities.
Sitting next to Sharma is Rainer Pusch, a German jazz saxophonist. They both teach here at the Kathmandu Jazz Conservatory. Pusch says contemporary jazz is catching on in Nepal.
And the school is a very good thing, and there's a big demand. That's why I'm here, to do this kind of basic work like studies and all that. But I think it grows fast.
Do you want to try a little jam session and see if you can make anything work here?
Sure do. Why not?
The Kathmandu Jazz Conservatory was founded 3 years ago by European musicians living in Nepal. Rock music arrived with young adventurers in the 1960s and 70s. Pusch says Nepalis still tell tales of visits by Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin.
In Nepal, I think Western music came in the hippie time. So there was rock and roll and all that. So they know much more these pop kind of thing, because that was a time when every hippie wanted to go to Nepal. You know, that was the thing, and that's why here this music much more spread out than jazz.
So it's not surprising that when a Nepali band called 1974 AD first formed in 1994, it played rock cover songs. But as the band evolved, it was one of the first to fuse Nepali folk traditions with rock. Manoj Kumar KC is the lead guitarist with 1974 AD.
Because I grew up from this part of the world, maybe the kind of rock I play might not sound typically Western, it still sounds very Nepali. There are so many like Nepali tunes, actually, very popular Nepali folk tunes. We try to incorporate in the music. Gura se phulyo banahima mero manjulyo Timro manema. The grass pule is grass is the rhododendron.
Kumar KC sits in a recording studio across the hall from the Jazz Conservatory. Many of the rock fusion musicians regularly interact with the jazz players.
So they just play the first string.
As he walks past a class where aspiring electric guitarists learn basic blues licks, Roshan Sharma says he encourages musicians to learn both Western music and traditional Nepali styles.
For me now, the distinctions are now getting narrower and narrower, and it seems from a point that all music is the same.
For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.